makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. You know, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half-hour's entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, you ask me if I'm really happy here in America, and my answer is yes. I've got my health, my friends, and my little business. And Mamma Mia, believe me, my business is a plenty little. If it was any little, you couldn't see it. But still in America, they got a saying, you don't need to be rich to be happy. All you need is the money. And only last week, I was reading a book, and inside it was the pictures of lots of big American millionaires. Also tells how they were to make their fortune. Johnny D. Rockefeller, he's made his money from oil. J.P. Morgan, from the banks. And another fellow, Andrew Carnegie, the book says that he's got his money from a steal. But I'm no understanding he looks too honest for that. But I'm like especially the picture of Mr. Johnny D. Rockefeller Jr. Book tells how Mr. Rockefeller's son is working still hard all the day to make money. But still, I'm think is a lucky thing his papa was born before him. Me, Mama, me, I'm not so lucky with money, but I'm lucky with friends. Besides my friends from a night school, I've got my good countryman Pasquale, who's brought me to America. Sometimes Pasquale, he's act hard with me, but inside, he's got a heart as big as his daughter, Rosa. And Mama, me, that girl is big. You look out of sight, the way she's looking like two people standing at the front of her. Mamma mia, I was sitting here in my store thinking about Pasquale's not to bother me too much lately with Rosa. How much I'm owe him. When suddenly doors open up and in comes a big wind.
Luigi, Pasquale. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
How's my ripe little pumpkin ahead? Eh?
Well, I was just finishing writing a letter to my mama. Well, Pasquale, you excuse me. I'm going to rush you to my night school
again. Oh, wait a minute. What are you school, Luigi? Huh? So you're going to become a smart 10 minutes later. You know, lately, I ain't been seeing you so much. Always you rushing off at the school, rushing off to the library, running here, running there. Someday you're going to wake up and find out you left the house an hour ago.
But, Pasquale, I'm got to go now. Tonight in the school, we was going to study about...
Study. What are you looking in a book so far? Ask me. I know everything. The world is around, the D.O.G. is a dog, and 2 and 2 makes a 5.
But, Pasquale, 2 and 2 is a 4.
Not by my cash register. Luigi, get a wise to yourself. What do you think schools are for, anyhow? That's just a place for kids who can't find jobs. Now, look, Luigi, you take my advice to forget about a school. There's the bigger things in a life.
Like a what?
Like a Rosa?
No, Pasquale, Rosa's too fat for me. I'm never going to marry her.
All right, Luigi. Since you don't want to talk a marriage or business with me, maybe it's about time I talk a business or talk with you.
Hey, Pasquale, I'm going to never see your face to look this way.
Well, keep looking. I got all kinds of faces. For somebody who's appreciated my favors, I got a sweet to the kind of face like an angel. But for somebody who don't appreciate what I'm a did for him, I got a mean face like a devil. In other words, I got a two faces. Do you understand that?
Yeah, Pasquale, you're the most two-faced man I know.
It's funny thing, when I'm a senator, to come out a different. I never told you this before, Luigi, but my bringing you here to America was an investment. And every penny I spend on that investment, I write down in this little black book. Now I wonder you should pay me back.
What? Then you was never consider me a friend, huh, Pasquale?
Friend? Luigi, people who don't marry my daughter, they're my worst enemy.
No, Pasquale, that's the hardest to believe. You really keep a record in a little book of all of the money you was spent on it?
Every penny. Here, let's look at some figures. Transportation, Italy to New York,
$38. $38? $38?
Sure, I didn't bring you over like a bum. You travel a steerage.
Yeah, but Pasquale, I'll pay you back for that trip.
All right. But remember when you stepped off of the boat, how hungry you was?
Sure, traveling with all those animals, I'm going to get a terrible appetite.
Okay. Here it is in the book. Luigi, off a boat, very hungry, hot dog, 5 cents. Still hungry, not a hot dog, 5 cents.
And you wrote all of that down, huh, Pasquale?
Yep. 2 more hot dogs, 10 cents. Lemonade, 3 cents. A bag of popcorn, a dime. 4 hamburgers, a bag of spud nuts, and a coffee, 65 cents. A quart of ice cream, 3 flavors, 45 cents. And here's the one item for $2.
$2? $2 for what?
A doctor. You got a stomachache that day. Now, let me see. Next today, a haircut and a shave in the barber's college, 15 cents. A bottle of iodine and bandages, 20 cents.
Well, all right, Pasquale. How much you figure I'm owe you?
Luigi, $1,000.
$1,000?
I'm want every penny.
Pasquale, friendship don't mean nothing?
Nothing at all, no.
Pasquale, you know I'm not going to pay you. What are you going to do with me?
I'm going to put you in a jail.
Pasquale, you wouldn't have put me in a jail just for the money.
What then, for love? Luigi, business is a business. You don't want a Rosa, I don't want you. That's as plain as the banana nose on your face.
All right, Pasquale, call the police.
Oh, no. You're never going to make money for me while you're in a jail. So I'm throwing you out of your antique shop, cutting you loose, so you can find a job on the outside and make some money for me.
You really want some shoe to go, Pasquale?
Well, you don't have to go right this minute. I know it's going to take a time at the pack to clean up the place, settle all your business, find a push cart to move out of your stuff, to find a place to sleep. All that, it takes time. I'll give you 50 in a minute. All right. By tomorrow night, I want you out of here. Even if you got to sleep in the park.
Well, Pasquale, you feel that the way about me is no use for me to stay here no more. Well, I'm going out to my night school and say goodbye to the only friends I'm going to left.
Quiet, class. Please. All right. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco? Well, he's not usually absent. Mr. Horowitz?
Yeah.
Mr. Olson?
Yes.
Mr. Schultz?
The flesh is here, but the spirit is playing hockey.
Oh, thank you, fellow boobies. Smile, everybody.
I'm ahead of my supposing.
You're late, Mr. Basco.
Well, I was having a little trouble.
Oh, that's all right. Just take your seat. Now, class, today we are taking up some of the more common errors made in grammar. And one of the commonest, perhaps, is the split infinitive. Mr. Horowitz, what is a split infinitive?
I don't know.
Mr. Basco?
I'm a don't know.
Mr. Schultz?
Don't look on me. I ain't crossing the picket line.
Good heavens, doesn't anybody know the answer? Mr. Basco, what does the book say on
that? Haircut and a shave and a barber's college of 15 cents.
What? What book did you find that in?
That was in a Pasquale's little black book. It tells every penny Pasquale's spent on a mission since he brought me to this country.
Luigi, why did he do a thing like that?
Now he's figured out I'm owed $1,000, and if I'm a donor, marry his fat daughter, so I'm going to get out.
Then, Luigi, get out. An ounce of prevention is worth 250 pounds of cure. Luigi, smile.
That's right, Mr. Basco. Mr. Pasquale's probably trying to throw a scare into you, as always.
Yo-ho, after all, Pasquale brought you here. And he is responsible for your general welfare.
Sure. Probably by this time he's forgotten the whole thing.
No, no, friends, not the way Pasquale was acting tonight. Tonight he was a really hard man.
He must have eaten one of his meatballs. Smile, Luigi. He wouldn't really chase you out into the park. You just tell him America is a free country and you can pick any wife you want.
Yeah, but shoot, supposing the Pasquale's in a listen, I'm still got to slip in a park.
So it's still a free country. You can pick any bench you want.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, I'd like to mention what a friendly companion a little package of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum can be to you during the day. When you're busy working or shopping, it takes just a second to slip a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint into your mouth, enjoy some pleasant chewing, and get a refreshing little lift without even taking time out. The lively, delicious real mint flavor leaves a clean, fresh taste in your mouth, and the good, smooth chewing helps keep you feeling alert and satisfied. So tomorrow morning, tuck a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum into your purse or pocket. Be ready at any time to enjoy a refreshing, good-tasting treat. And now let's turn to page two of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, it happened the worst thing that could happen to me. I'm going to find out Pasquale is not really my friend. I'm going to get out of the store, so Olsen has told me I should go to the YMCA to place for sleep. I'm just to come back. And after seeing what's going on there, I don't like it. How am I going to sleep if they're going to wake me up every 2 hours to play handball? Anyway, I'm sitting here looking in a newspaper for a job when suddenly the telephone is ringing. Is Luigi Basco. Hello.
This is Pasquale. Goodbye. Are you still in the store?
Yeah, Pasquale. I've been looking for a job, but I'm not going to find one.
Well, you better find one quick.
But, Pasquale, I'm going to look all over the paper, but there was nothing.
Did you look under the H's? You could find a job there.
Under the H's? What's that?
Husband.
Pasquale, I'm sorry, but...
All right. In 2 hours, you're going to get it thrown out, and the sheriff is coming with his posse. Goodbye.
Mamma mia, where's the newspaper? I'm better find something quick. My trouble is I'm never should have stayed in an antique shop. I'm should have gone into some other business. Mamma mia, what's this? Learn the trade. Make money while you learn a new trade like a building, a refrigeration, a radio, electronics, and an accountant. Plan your career with Uncle Sam to join the United States Marines. Sure, I'm going to do this. I'm going to have to fight and I'm going to learn a trade. By the time I'm going to get out from the Marines, I'm going to pay back a Pasquale. I'm going to have a college degree. Then I'm going to go back to my night school class and I'm going to be the smartest one there. Luigi Basco, your troubles is over. You're going to be a United States Marine. Sign on the building is a say on a list of Minnesota. It says nothing about the jobs. It's a funny kind of building. Funny kind of building for teaching. Looks like army barracks. Well, I'm going anyway.
Stand up,
they're making a move in the pictures here.
All right,
right, Bart. What are you looking at?
Please, I'm going to see you out in the paper, and I'm going to come for a job.
A job, eh? Well, that's one way of putting it.
Sergeant Bass, another recruit.
Let's see these papers. Luigi Basco, 21 North Halstead Street. Have a seat, Mr. Basco.
Thank you.
I see here, Mr. Basco, you've given us your reason for coming here to learn a trade.
That's right. You see, Pasquale, he's my countryman who's on a spaghetti palace. Well, he's throw me out of the store, I'm going to get no place to go. I'm going to show your advertisement in the paper, so I'm coming for a job. Please, you got a room for one more marine?
Mr. Basco, I don't want to disillusion you, but let me tell you something about marine life. Now, in the first few weeks, a marine must learn how to walk miles with heavy marching equipment, how to stand guard, how to drill for hours on end, how to use the bayonet. He learns first aid, how to improvise stretchers under battle conditions, and how to handle grenades, rifles, and machine guns under direct bombardment. You understand that?
Huh?
What's the matter?
Huh?
I say, what's the matter?
Well, with so much noise going on, how am I going to study for my college degree?
Mr. Basco, would you want the Marines to throw away their guns just so you can study?
No, but if I could just keep it quiet for 2-3 hours a day, I'm appreciative. Please, in a paper you say you're going to teach me some trade.
Well, we do, but as an antique dealer, you hardly qualify in metallurgy, engineering, photography, electronics, construction, and similar trades. Now, what are you good at?
I'm good at the milk and the goats.
Perhaps I should give you a simple aptitude test to find out what you're best suited for.
Okay.
Now, these pictures here represent different types of battle equipment. Now, what would you say these are?
Well, is it look familiar?
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, brother. Now, look here, right here below the tanks. You see, now, here's a piece of naval equipment. Is that a U-boat?
What?
Is that a U-boat?
No, that's not my boat.
Oh, we can't have a third war. Mr. Basco, I'm afraid you don't give us much to go on. Now, there must be some field you can go into. Have you ever heard of jet pilots?
No, I'm got all the fashion to gas range.
Old fashioned, yes. Yeah. May we better leave the business of finding you a job for later. Believe me, there are hundreds of fascinating vocations.
But I'm gonna want a vacation, I'm gonna want a job.
Mr. Basco, pay attention. I said vocations. And there's no telling what might interest you. You might take a liking to something like, aerial photography.
How much money am I going to make taking pictures of aerials?
You see, it's obvious. It's obvious you don't know the meaning of aerial photography. Well, you see, what you do, you go up in a plane, they strap you onto the tip of a wing, and you take pictures of the ground at about 400 miles per hour.
What are the jobs you got?
Mr. Basco, I think your willingness to learn is more important than anything else. Now, if you'll just sign this enlistment paper, we'll work out the details later.
I'm a sign of the paper?
Yeah, that's right. On the bottom black line right there.
Black line, all right.
Fine.
Then, now, when am I going to start?
You start right now.
Right.
Tension! I got a smile off your face. I'm right. Sit up. Turn it down. Drop that donut. What do you mean eating while you're on duty?
But that was
come out. Come on.
Did you find a Luigi?
No, but I found
note here. Give me, I read. Dear Pasquale, by the time you read this, I'm going to be in Iwo Jima. Pasquale, you was right. So far in America, I've been good for nothing. So I'm going to join Uncle Sam and learn a trade. Pasquale, I'm realizing now you was very good and patient with me, better than I deserve. You was always like a papa to me, and I must still love you, Luigi.
That's a terrible. Rosa, it's all your fault.
My fault?
Yes, you was always a hound at him to get him married.
Poor little pumpkin ahead. The army's going to kill him. He don't know his left soccer from his right. Oh, wait a minute. It's not too late. Hello. 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 Operator. Give me an army enlistment center. Oh, that little pup squeak. If anything to happen to him, I'm never going to talk it to myself.
Hello, Sergeant Brown, Army Enlistment.
Hello, United States Army. This is the Pasquale. I'm a helper winning the last war by watching out for airplanes out of my block.
Yes? What can I do for you?
A friend of mine, Luigi Basco, he's run away from home to join the Army, but you mustn't take him. He ain't a citizen. How can he fight the soldiers when he's still fighting for a second citizen of papers?
Oh, does he have his first papers?
Oh, sure.
Then he's acceptable. But this time, sir, he's probably a soldier.
What? Oh, goodbye. Rosa, we're too late. Ooh, I'm in such a big dope. I would have given anything if I could have get him out. Anything.
Hello, Pasquale. Hello, Rosa.
Luigi, you come back.
Oh, Luigi came back.
Hey, Luigi. Hey, where you get that cruel haircut, huh?
Well, it's a long story, Pasquale. I went to the Marines for a job. And instead of men is asking me a lot of questions, he's making me march up and down, and some doctors is examining me. And they give me malaria shots, a typhoid shots, a 6 hour shots. Then... then they cut off my hair, they push me in the next line.
What's that little bandage on your arm?
Before they push me in the next line, they take away a pint of blood.
Oh, Luigi, it was my fault you went through all this. But now that you're back, I'm going to make it all up for you.
No, but Pasquale, I'm just to come back to pack my clothes.
What? You a Marine?
Sure.
How you know?
Because all the day they've been teaching me to say, "Turn off the tree for the hip, the hip, the six."
Oh, terrible. Russell, what are we going to do?
Maybe John Wayne can get him out.
Oh, shut up, you friend. Luigi, I'm going to go straight to the governor, get you a parole. Believe me, Luigi, I would do anything if I could get you out. I forget what you owe me, forget a marriage. I would make you a full apartment in my store.
Oh, Pasquale, now I'm going to know how you really feel about me. For my part, if I wasn't a sign up with the Marines for the next 18 years, I would have married us right now.
Papa, do something!
Ross, there's no use. So we call up the army. They say they take anybody. If they take anybody, they take a Luigi.
Pardon me, is Private Basco here?
Yeah, it's me, Private Basco, United States Marine.
Oh!
I'm from the Marine Corps.
Oh, please, don't take him away. That's my Luigi.
No, please. Pasquale, Rosa, please. Please, if I'm got to go, I'm got to go. All right, the captain, I'm going to pack the bags.
Mr. Basco, the enlistment section just checked over your papers, and they find a mistake has been made.
Huh?
You're not a full citizen.
But it's too late. He's got his first papers.
Yes, we just called the Army. They told us that they accept the help.
Well, sir, first papers are enough for the Army, but the Marines requires full citizenship. Mr. Basco, I've got bad news for you. You can't be a Marine.
What? Mamma mia, I'm no Marine. I'm just a Luigi Basco.
I'm sorry, sir. Good night.
Oh, Pasquale, life is a good to us. You got your wish. I'm no Marine. Now you and me, we're prisoners, and we're going to live happily after after.
Luigi, and you and me can get married.
Oh. Well, if I'm a promised, I'm a promised. Right, the partner?
Luigi, we're not the partners.
Huh?
Rosa, get away from here.
But, Papa, what about our marriage?
It's all off.
But the wife, Pasquale.
My daughters are going to have nothing to do with a draft, the Dodger.
So, mamma mia. I was almost in the Marines, but as it turned out that I didn't go. And right now, around here, is like they say in the war, all quiet on the Pasquale front. Either say nothing or I'm say nothing. I'm a figure out, let them keep his business as long as he keeps his daughter Rosa. But I'm a think, maybe Pasquale is really happy that I'm coming back. Just before he's come into my store, and he's brought me some milk and some stale cookies. And he didn't write it down in his little black book. I made sure I'm pay him in the cash. You're having a son, Luigi Basco, the little immigrant.
The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi. And they'd like to remind you that a refreshing stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is an ideal taste treat to enjoy between your meals. It isn't rich or heavy, yet it does satisfy that little craving for something good in your mouth to chew on. Besides, as you know, chewing is good for the teeth and digestion. So carry a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum with you wherever you go. Then, morning, noon, or night, you'll always be set for some real chewing enjoyment. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at the same time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Mack Benoff and Lou Demon and directed by Mack Benoff. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. Music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. Friends, the Wrigley Company invites you to listen to their other program, The Gene Autry Show, every Saturday night over most of these same CBS stations. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.